Hey everyone, it's Wednesday, which means it's our day to get to know somebody in the Eastridge community via the Eastridge podcast. So today I'm interviewing Heidi Winter, who does a ton of stuff at the church that I'll let her tell you about. And I hope you enjoy this conversation. So don't pay attention to this. It's just going to be rolling. Make sure it's still going. Good, we're still good. Okay, so Heidi, what's your full name?
Heidi LaDon Winter.
Awesome. Tell me about your family and... your family.
Okay. Well, I am married to Gary, and I have two kids, Rowan, who's 11, and Riley is 15.
Sweet. How long have you been at Eastridge, and what, if any, ministries or groups are you involved in here?
Oh, we have been at Eastridge for 9 years. Yeah, 9 years. And I am the coordinator for the rest stop for first responders. Which we are sitting in, yes. And fun fact, I'm actually the Clackamas director.
Are you really?
Of rest stops for responders.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I have another title.
Wow. Because you don't do enough.
Exactly. Yeah. So that, I'm a volunteer leader in the high school. I'm a member of the LT, and I am the elementary ministry director.
So like one or two things. No big deal.
One or two things. Yeah.
Cool.
All fun things.
And did you already say how long you've been here? Did I miss that?
Yes, 9 years.
Man, I'm not a good listener. Great. What do you like? What's your favorite thing about Eastridge? Or like top five favorite things? Favorite things.
My favorite thing. Okay, my favorite thing is... serving in community. Yeah. I feel like once I started serving here, I started finding people to connect with, and I started hearing their stories. I started feeling like I was part of something.
That's cool.
Yeah. So before that, we came to church. We went on Sunday. We listened to Pastor Duane and got a lot out of the sermons and started to think about it throughout the week, but I don't feel like I was really engaged until I heard a calling for a spot, started teaching Sunday school, and then start meeting the leaders, right? Start taking ownership of this place. Now it feels like home. So that would be my favorite. And then the second favorite would be the kids here. So being able to be a leader in the high school and having known those kids when they were first graders and second graders and third graders, and now sitting in small groups and having them text me, ask me to pray for them, you know, telling me that they have events at school or telling me they won't be at youth group or they are coming to youth group or whatever, just connecting and thinking, wow, you're the same person that I met when you were in, you know, the K-1 class down in the kids' wing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's actually a profound, the thing you said about serving and connection is a profound truth that we find in the scriptures, which is Jesus connected people to himself and to each other by calling them to serve. Like, come do this work with me, and then we'll create this community along the way.
Yeah.
I think that's super cool.
Yeah.
What are one or two or any profound or significant spiritual things in your life? So this could be like a relationship that was transformational for you, or an experience that was transformational for you, or a book, or what are some shaping things?
Let's see. The first thing that shaped me was, I know I talked for a really long time. I'll make this short. Mrs. Luke, my second grade Sunday school teacher. It was in her class when I walked in and I saw that we weren't memorizing verses and she wasn't talking at us and we didn't need to recite everything. She recreated putting baby Moses in a basket. And when I walked in and saw that she wanted us to act it out, and then she wanted to talk about it, and then ask what we thought, I realized that there was something more than I had been taught before that. And so she was so excited about it and loved it, and she was watching us the whole time. I just remember whenever she talked to me, she looked right in my eyes. And I thought, she really knows who I am, and she thinks this is a really big deal. You know, so it struck me. I don't know that that I knew all of it and I believed it right then, but I knew that it was something that wasn't ordinary. It was something big and important, and she was really excited about it. So that was a flashbulb moment for me. Probably the other one was after coming to Eastridge. We were coming to church on Sundays, right, people? And then I started to serve, And then I became friends with Tony and Jermaine Coleus. Mm-hmm. And I started to take classes that they teach on apologetics. And all of a sudden, the things that I believed, that I've raised, I was raised to believe, and then hear Pastor Duane, and I was studying on my own, became real. And just the validity of the Bible, and, you know, how many copies compared to all of the old literature. I started listening to what they had to say, started taking classes, you know, so they compared it to science. And then out of that, Jermaine and I started studying inductively, so studying the Bible. And we were looking at the mostly the application, but just the comprehension and understanding every word that is said instead of taking everything as a story. And then comparing all of those pieces of the Bible to our lives. And yeah, I think Pastor Duane's sermons, your sermons, Chris's sermons, and then putting it together with those classes and what science is saying. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Transforming.
That's great. Anything that God is teaching you right now that you want to share?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Which thing?
You can name a few.
So being a type A personality who likes to plan things out and control everything on my own, I feel like he has worked on me in a couple ways. First, he has sort of prepared me to take this elementary director spot in a way that I didn't expect. So volunteering with middle schoolers, terrifying for me. I made every excuse not to go, and they took me anyway, and I went, had the time of my life. And then I went into the high school and just fell in love with being with them. And then I realized how important it was. Like, God was just weighing on me. I'd been praying, you know we need an elementary director. Bring this person through the door. Bring this person, whoever that person is, not thinking that it was me. And so, and I was asking, I was recruiting, I would, you know. So he built my confidence, and then I think pulling me into the high school, he really showed me how important it is to be with these small kids. And I see their struggles, and all of a sudden I felt it in my heart that someone needs to come and help teach them that this is real, right? That their faith, that there is hope, that they have something to go to first when they hit struggles. And I still wasn't sure how I could do it. And then I took the job, and I was so overwhelmed with everything that finally I prayed and prayed about it. And I started the verse in Micah. I'm forgetting. Micah 6.
6, 8?
Yes.
Act justly, love mercy.
Yes.
Walk humbly with
God. Yes, and walk humbly with God. And so I actually took a screenshot of that on my phone. And every time I get overwhelmed, I think, you know what, just stop, because all the walls and the lessons and all the things, that's not really what's important. It's the kids' hearts. And I actually can, I can feel slowed down. I can stop and pray until I'm quiet. And then I just choose one thing and I work on that one thing. So if it's a craft, if it's a, you know, what the memory verse is for this week, if I just need to contact all the leaders and find out where they are on their quiet time or whatever, I just do that one thing. And that's something I've never done before. I always do 15 things at a time. And I crank them out, I check the list, and I walk off. And now it's so much fun for me to just quietly spend time doing one thing and know that that one thing, if he honors it, I'll know that that is his will. That's his, it's his place. So that's really exciting for
me. Man, that'll preach. That's something I need to learn as well. That's such a profound thing.
Well, it's such an amazing gift. It's I mean, when you feel the Holy Spirit actually touch your heart and go, you know what? No, this is it. And I can actually calm myself down and do it. It's just something that has never happened for me before.
That's awesome.
So
cool.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say before we're done?
No, not really.
Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Yep.